Okay, everybody, so it's 8:30. We're on the top of Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, 37a, chapter 4, Klayim, Parachas HaKerem. So we talked about the perimeter of the vineyard. Okay? So if you have, you need an unplanted area between the vineyard and the wall, which is going to be 12 amos wide. All right? That means to say you can't plant anything for 12 amos. So the Gemara says, it's not only if there's a fence, a wall, right? Hello, afilo also passing. This is like, you know, by Hilchos Sukkah, you know? If you have boards and there isn't three tefachim between each board, which is halacha of Lavid, as we're all familiar with, isn't it done in Kegadar? They have halacha just like a wall. So if you have a, if you have boards set up, you know, even with spacing, right? So you have boards set up that are 10 tefachim tall, obviously, that they create the perimeter just like a wall would create a perimeter. So this is a huge chiddush. Why? Because the way we came up with the 12 amas was we said that four of the amas were because right next to the wall, you're not going to be trampling, you're going to be standing there, you know, trying to make it into a harden the ground there to make sure that the foundation of the wall doesn't get weak, which obviously is not a concern by a board. There is no, you know, foundation to these boards. Nonetheless, once the halacha is set, it's set. It doesn't make a difference. That's what it seems to say over here. So that's the big chiddush over here. So then it says, afilu, right? So I read that already. Nidonim can get it. Did I say that? Afilu kama, afilu kashin. Now we're even getting to a bigger chiddush. And not only is boards not necessary, you can even have wheat that's growing or straw that's growing. So you have a wall of tefuah. Look, let me think about this for a second. You have a wall of tefuah, which is surrounding, which is on the outside perimeter of the vineyard, that creates an enclosed area, which would ask the 12 amos.
These are regular tefuah, not compressed tefuah, or.
What do you mean by regular?
I mean, it's like regular growing.
It's a straight line of stalks.
But not packed together.
No, not packed together. Yeah. No, and the chiddush over here. The chiddush over here, and he points this out in footnote 7 on the next page. Starts on the bottom of 37A1, column 2. It's footnote 7. The novel point of this latter ruling is that a row of standing grain or straw can define an area as a vineyard perimeter, even though these items themselves are subject to the Isser of Klei HaKerem. Right? That's the huge chiddush. So if this wheat would have been within the four amos of the Karam, it would have become Osir, and yet we can move it out 12 amos, and it creates a wall, a perimeter around the Karam. I think that's a pretty big chiddush. So we have two chiddushim. A, it doesn't have to be a wall. It could even be what? Boards. The boards can be within three tefachim of each other through Lavid. They create a perimeter, even though you don't need the trampling area. And two, that it could even be straw or wheat, these things themselves could have been things that became also nonetheless. Also, okay, next. So this matches up with what Rav Chanina said. Now the Gemara is going to make a diak over here. So, when you have a mechitza, we have a chumra and a kula, right? If I put a mechitza between two items that are growing, it's a kula, right? I don't have to be marchik it because there's a mechitza between them, and therefore they can be planted within dalamas of each other, even within six tefachim of each other, right? That's the kula. What's the chumra? The chumra is if I have a mechitza on the outside of the perimeter of a kerem, that it asers 12 amas, that 12 amas span between the two areas. So you've got a chumrah that it creates an area of iser. You have a kula that it creates heterim. So the Gemara is saying like this. Ashikai to Amar Rav Chanina said the following, Ein ha iser nasa mechitza lahatza. That something which becomes osir on account of being kliyat karam does not serve as a mechitza to save one side of the seed of that mechitza from becoming osir with kliyat karam. Okay? So if it can't serve as partition, so savin meimar ha'iser nasa mechitza lesser. So the analysis is, the Chachamim thought, to be medayik, to learn out from this halacha, that something that is prohibited can go can serve lahachmir. Okay? So that's what it's saying.
This is only the Echitzim theory that it's wheat or whatever. If it was a regular pizza, you can plant right next to it.
Of course.
No.
Of course. A mechitza? Which case are you talking about?
I'm saying if there's a mechitza between two species.
Stam and then open, yeah. Right, correct. And that's mefurish.
So why is it because it's kara? We have to do the four, even if it's not a stone wall? What's the
no, there's no four. No. If the mechitza is outside of the karam and it becomes a mechol hakarim, it asers an area of 12 amas. Right?
I'm talking about a regular, not wheat or whatever. Just a
mechitza. No, I'm talking about mechitza.
Mechitza.
Mechol hakarim.
So that's the same case. Karam, but if it's
that's right.
Vegetables and wheat.
There's no din of mechol.
So if you have a mechitza between vegetables and wheat, you could literally plant up to the mechitza.
Absolutely.
That's what we learned.
Absolutely.
So why are we not concerned about that the wall will fall? And you need four amas so that the wall wouldn't fall.
Oh, you mean the workspace of the wall? I don't know. It doesn't.
We learned it though.
Doesn't seem to be a concern.
I understand.
Yeah. It's a good question. I didn't think about that. Okay, the people online. If you didn't hear the question is, why do we have avodas? There seems to be this four ama area next to the wall that we talked about. Whenever we're talking about like mechol hakerem, yet when we're talking about mechitza between two species, there is no mokum of avoida, of whatever. What do we call that? I wouldn't call it avoida. Whatever it's called. There's no four arm area next to.
Wait a second.
What? Next to the wall. Okay, that's the question. Well, let's try to pay attention to this thing now. Okay. So let's say it one more time. If you have, in footnote 10, let's go through it real quick. So if you have a partition near a vineyard, is a leniency and a stringency. Outside the partition, you can plant with foreign seed, even within 4 amas of the vines. And it also renders the space inside forbidden for planting, unless there's 12 amas inside. So it's a chumrah. So from the fact that Rav Chanina said that a prohibited item does not serve to save, that kula, that is to say, it can't be a mechitza, rather than saying a general rule, he could have said a general rule, that whenever something becomes a davar osur, it can't serve as a mechitza, period. But he didn't say that. In other words, that would have been, he would have been able to make a statement that something which is osur can't make a mechitza l'kula or l'chumra. Since he only said it can't be matzah, we're being medayik, but to be machmir, we will make it a mechitza. That's the deal. Okay? So we're just corroborating the rule we said above, that standing grain can create a vineyard perimeter, even though the grain is something that is subject to the prohibition. That's the Asher Kai Domer Panina. So this halacha we said about the wheat is a riot from his statement. Next, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. So Rabbi Yehuda said that the area that we said was Mechol HaKerem is not really Mechol HaKerem, it's just Mechitzis HaKerem, whatever he called it. What he called Mechol HaKerem, that is 12 Amos, the 12 Amos area between two Kromim. That's what we said, remember? Rabbi Yehuda Shita was, he had two separate vineyards. The space between the two vineyards, that's the 12 amos that we're talking about. So the Gemara says, "Al daiti Rabbi Yehuda." The Gemara asks a question: "Yasem kotech hakerem? Let the 12 amos area that's open be usher just like karachas hakerem, just like we said in the middle of a vineyard. If you have a karachas that you require 16 amos. So why, if you have a space between two karamim, don't you also look at it as if it was just simply a space that became free?" In the middle of a carom, Yosef right. Let it be also 16 amos. Why only 12? On Rabbi Yonos, the Gemara answers a question like this: Hadot the tamer b'shein ha'krosim mechuvanim. Krosim means the trunks of the vines. They are not in alignment. Okay, and we'll see in a second two pshatim what that means. Avlam hayu ha'krosim mechuvanim. But if you're right, if the two vineyards were aligned, that the trunks of the vines were aligned, then it would taka biyasser with sheish esrei. The fact that it was between two vineyards is no different than if it was in the middle of a single vine. Okay? Now, what does it mean, aligned? So there's two pshatim over here. One is that one is planted in a horizontal fashion, and the other one is planted in a perpendicular fashion. So you just have to just try to picture it in your mind. It's not so simple to understand what that means, because a plant is a plant. What do you mean you're planting it vertical or perpendicular? Are we talking about the length of the lines? Maybe. But I thought it had to do with the way that it's facing, so that you have the vines face a certain direction. So one vine facing east-west, and the other set of vines are facing north-south. I mean, it's hard to envision this per se, but if you have a trellis, you can probably picture. The picture is imaginary. That's not the way a plant looks. A plant is a plant. It's growing. It's got a root in the ground, and it grows out wherever it wants to. I wasn't sure exactly. It may be the length of the... I mean, he has the length of whatever. One's growing one direction, one's growing the other direction, and therefore they look like they're separate, and therefore you only need 12. That's shot number one. The second shot is that they're not mechuvanim, means they're both growing parallel, except they're misaligned, so you have the spacing of one row is connected to the space of that row of one vineyard. That's where the vines are growing in the second vineyard. Whatever it means, that's how we're learning Rabbi Yehuda. Okay? Bottom line is if they put everything's together, then it is, what do you call it? Then it's going to be also in 16 amos. Okay, next. Tanakama, now we're on 37a3. So the question is, we've been talking about the perimeter. Does that mean it has to be surrounded on all four sides? Or perhaps even less than four sides will be good enough? Okay? That's the question. So the answer is going to be on our base. Lamed Zayin on the base. In Madestinon, it says the following. Vein Shnei Kramim. It says that if you have, we're going to go right back to the halach we were just talking about. That if you have two vineyards, so Rabbi Yehuda held that was Mechol HaKerem, right? That's where you have to have 12 amos between the two vineyards. So now, obviously, the space between the two vineyards is only one side, right? You got a vineyard on the left, a vineyard on the right, and they're growing in two different directions, right? Or they're growing in a misaligned fashion. But we're talking about the space It's only on one side of the vineyard, and he's calling that mechol hakerem. Obviously, you don't need for the mechol to surround the whole vineyard. It's a pashut arayah. So we answer the question number one, does Mechol HaKerem need to be around the whole vineyard? Definitely not. One side is enough to be considered a Mechol. So if you have a wall on one side, that from the inside of that wall to the vineyard, you won't be able to plant within 12 hours, right? So the Gemara says, next question. Ad Shehei Mukuf Gadar Kol Yisei HaRuah. Now the second question is, now, if you're talking about one side, does that wall have to cover the entire length of that one side, or is perhaps only partial also good enough? So this question is going to go to the rest of the yomim. So here we go. Neshinim in hadol. Damar b'zera Reb Yosef b'shem Reb Basa. We have the following statement, which we're going to call it Reb Zeira, or we'll call it Reb Masa's statement, whatever. So he said the following. Ein zonov lekerem gadol. Remember we said this already a couple of times. I'll say it again. The definition of the smallest vineyard is how much?
3 and 2.
5. 3 and 2. The third one in the one column is called the zonov because it looks like a tail sticking out the back of the square, right? As vine number 5. Now, if you're talking about a small vineyard. If you're talking about a large vineyard, what's the difference between a small and a large vineyard? A large vineyard is shalosh shuros shel shalosh, three lines of three vines. That's called a large vineyard. So what he's saying is, now just one more thing. I just want to mention something. So in the case of a small vineyard, where you have three on one line and two on the other line, so what's the rule with the third one is sticking out there. The third one, you can't plant within dalanamis of that third one for sure, right? So if you go south or north, right, let's suppose it's east-west. So the third one sticking out there as a tail, it's also to plant within dalanamis each direction of that tail. And possibly, it could even be, and we haven't learned this yet, but it's possibly that we draw an imaginary line parallel and perpendicular to the third one, and that area would also be also. Let's just focus on the tail by itself. For sure, dalanamis either direction. Because it is an essential part of the definition of what the kerem is. It's necessary for that. But in the example of, let's suppose I have a kerem gadol, where I have three lines of three. And on the top line, I have a fourth vine, which looks just like a tail. Right? It's a kerem gadol, but there's a line, there's a tail there. And that rule, that's what he's telling me, Ramase. Ein zonov lekerem gadol. There's no halacha of a tail. We look at that, we'll call it the tenth vine, that tenth vine, which looks like a tail, as chusla machna, and you can, as long as you're outside of six tefachim, you can plant. So that's a big kula, right? Because it's not, it wasn't, the reason is, very, again, simple, is because it wasn't necessary for the definition of what a vine of a vineyard is, right? Simple. Okay, so that's the first rule he said. Ein zonov lekerem gadol. Second rule he said was lo machol lekerem katon. If you have a small vineyard, which is just a 3 and 2, you don't have a machol. There's no rule of having a wall around it. I'm going to say in a second why. Just remember this rule. The rule is that when you have two vines, they have to be within eight. When you have two lines. You have two lines of vines. In order for them to be mitztaref, to make a vineyard, they have to be within 8 amas of each other. If they're outside 8 amas of each other, then they're too far apart to be mitztaref. If it's three lines, then it's a completely different rule. Then it goes up to 16 amas. Okay. So he says, Ein zonov lekerem gadol, she'i at zokok lo. because you don't need the tail to consider it a vineyard, and therefore it doesn't count, and it's kosel matzah. L'mochol l'kerem katon, and you don't have a perimeter for the small vineyard, loisar chutzalai yaisar mitaychon. Because if you would make a chumrah of what? Of making a what do you call it, a wall around the outside for a small vineyard, you'd have a very strange rule. That inside the vineyard, if it's 8 amos, then it's mitzarif. But it's outside 8 amos, it's not mitzarif. And then outside, you're going to have outside the vineyard, which is totally not part of the vineyard, that the wall is going to answer 12 amos. That doesn't make any sense at all. How could the outside be more chomer than the inside? So that's what he's saying. Tocho shmona b'chutz lo shtemas rei. Illogical. So therefore, there is no halacha from a chol to a kerem cotton. What's considered...
We know how long the actual line is, or
there's no limit to the two lines. Two lines could be any number of vines. It wouldn't make a difference. A zehu kerem cotton. I'm sorry, Stewie, but I have to get moving here because I have only 8 minutes, and they're going to kick me out of here because they're going to dump my roof. A zehu kerem cotton. What's a small vineyard? Sholosh connected sholosh, three vines connected three vines. He just means that you only have two lines, okay? Two lines is a kerem cotton. It could be 3-3, it could be 4-4, it could be 5-5, it could be 6-6. It doesn't matter how many vines that there are. That's why he says it this way. It doesn't make a difference. I know there's a minimum. He's not telling me the minimum. The reason he wrote it this way, that Mepharshim explained, is to tell, because after all, it's possible for the Mishalosh Shtayim, like you're saying, but he's telling us a Chiddush, even 3-3 or 4-4 or 5-5 makes no difference. They all have a halacha like Karam Cotton because there are only two lines there. And therefore, they have to be within 8 amos of each other to be mistarf. Sholosh connected, sholosh connected, sholosh. But if you had three lines of three, that's going to be a large Karam. And then Yeshlo Machol, it would have a perimeter.
We would have thought that maybe it's only because of 3 and 2 and it's a Zanav, then the halacha will be different if there's 6 or 8 or whatever parallels. That's what the footnote says. What you said.
Okay. But now we're going to try to understand. This whole purpose of this whole discussion is to answer the question we started with, which was, remember, we came out, first question was, is a machol hakarim usher even on only one side? We said yes, one side's enough. You don't need the whole kerem to be surrounded. And then the second question was, do you need the whole length? So this is all being brought to answer that final question. So now we got a tall cup to understand, how do we answer that question? I don't know. This is the part I'm not clear about. V'amar abzeira hada amra. So from this we see what? Asa pasin keneged sholosh gefanim yesh l'machol. That if you only erected a board against three of the vines, while the other vines were left exposed, then it would be considered a machol. Basically, he's saying, before we try to understand how this says that, but let's understand the maskana. He's saying is, you don't need the whole wall. You don't need the whole side. All you need is three vines. As long as you have three vines, you've got a machol hakarim. How do you see that from this halacha? He's talking about the Mechol HaKerem. Mechol HaKerem is the outside,
and the vines.
It's the vines and the outside. Right? It's the outside perimeter of the vineyard.
Right, but the outside perimeter of the vineyard has got a wall or a board or something.
Correct. And the question was, how long on the one side does that border have to be? Does it have to be the whole length of the whole vineyard? Or is even a partial good enough? And his statement is, you only need three vines for it to be good enough. Hadah Amra. Now, what's the Hadah Amra? How do we see that from this? So let's see what it says.
What did he say? That the length of the wall only has to be the three vines.
That's right. That was our question. So number 15, once we have learned that a simple three-row vineyard is large enough to be subject to the law of the vineyard perimeter, it follows that a partition bordering three vines on the edge of a much larger vineyard likewise confers the status of a vineyard perimeter onto the space it encloses. For that case, it's no worse than the case of a 3x3 vine large vineyard on one side. So that's basically what he's saying is like this. He's saying, Lamaisa, we're saying that 3x3 is considered a large vineyard subject to the Bechol. The small vineyard is not subject to the Bechol. So what he's saying is, if 3 is enough to be considered a large vineyard and subject to Bechol, so then who cares if there's 10 other vines? As long as you have a Mechitza against the 3, good enough. Of course, that's a very difficult conclusion. We're talking about, because if you cover, if our original question was, do you need the whole vineyard or not the whole vineyard? So when you had 3, you had the whole vineyard. You covered all 3 that you had. Our question was, do you need the whole or do you need part? You can't derive from the fact that 3 is enough to be considered a vineyard. Therefore, if it's 7, that you only need 3 for it to be considered a whole. That was our whole question. Maybe you don't, maybe that's not enough because you haven't covered your whole side. So it's a very difficult conclusion. They're not.
What are you saying? You don't have to cover the whole
thing. His conclusion from this halacha is not. It doesn't flow. That's what he asked. This conclusion is certainly open to debate. One can easily distinguish between a 3-row vineyard that is bordered entirely on one side and a 9-row vineyard which only 3 are bordered. That was the very subject of the original inquiry. But Zaira felt this is good enough. Okay, we'll just leave it like that. It's a difficulty. I'll call upon an odd kind. Anybody have any questions? We have 2 minutes for questions. All right. Everybody have a good evening. Okay.